You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It's your boy T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show on Saturday morning. Yeah, we are excited. I'm so happy to be here today. It's been a while, but we are live here on the Cave Radio Show. I'm your boy T Smiley holding it down here on We Talk Radio Network.
Listen, yeah, so We're live here on the radio show, on Cave Radio Show. This is boy T Smiley holding it down right here on a Saturday morning. I'm so excited to be here. We have a special interview today. So before we get started with the interview, I'm first give you his name, Mr. Titus Showers, gospel artist, Mr. Titus Showers. He's going to be here with us today. We're going to get a nice interview with him. He's going to tell us all about his wonderful experiences being a gospel artist, and he's an independent recording artist, and so he's a independent gospel artist, and he's a native out of Hammond, Louisiana, and is certainly an artist to watch. He's a two-time Stellar Award nominee, two number one gospel album, a number one gospel radio single, and 5 career top 30 songs. On YouTube, he has eclipsed 1 million views. He's rocked national TV performances such as the 2021 presidential inauguration of gospel celebration for the 46th president, Joe Biden. All right. So in a minute, we are going to be sitting down talking to Mr. Titus Showers. Until then, we're going to get a song started for you guys. You know how we do. We rock out on the song. This song here is by Mr. David Ruffin Jr. It's called Running Out of Time. Y'all stay tuned.
All right. I'm up.
To you, so what you want.
Brother, I done said all that. The phone was on mute. We are back. This is T Smiley. This is T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show. I have my co-host here, my friend, my brother, Mr. Big Joe. What's going on, my friend?
What's going on with you? You doing all right today?
Man, doing good, man. I was just talking about how, you know, it's been a minute since we've been on, and just glad to be here on this Saturday morning, and glad to have you here. What's going on, my friend? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling all right. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. Listen, we have a gospel artist that's going to be joining us today by the name of Mr. Titus
showers. He is, you know, he's an independent gospel artist, and he's done great things so far. And we have the pleasure of having him having him on the show here with us on today. Matter of fact, Big Joe, did you get a chance to, I don't know if you heard, we just played a song by Mr. David Ruffin Jr. And, you know, David Ruffin, you know, we done heard him, you know, I think it was, the Five Heartbeats or the Temptations. I knew it was one of them, Temptations. I always get them mixed up, man, because I think he had both on it. He's singing like crazy, bro.
The original singer of the Temptations. Bad man.
And his son following in his footsteps right now, man. We just heard Running Out of Time. Yeah, we just heard Running Out of Time by David Ruffin Jr. And, you know, his music is hot. We got to get him featured. Listen, we got to get him featured on my show or your show. It don't even matter. You know what I mean? We got to get him on because he's good. You know what I'm saying? I like that song that he had, and it kind of puts you in favor of, you know, his dad. You know what I'm saying? He's got some good music, and his vocals is pretty much like his father. So, you know, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Definitely gonna have to check that out. I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, while we waiting on our guest, you got any news out there? Anything you want to talk about? We could talk. You know what I mean? We got time. We got plenty of time. There's a lot of stuff been going on. I have something that I wanted to talk about. Since we're interviewing a gospel artist, I don't know if you knew. What's her name? Joyce Rogers. She was our supervisor over Texas Northeast First Jurisdiction Church of God of Christ. She actually passed away on May the 19th, this past Wednesday. She passed away. I got a chance to, she was, they called her what did they call her? I'm sorry, they called her the Giant Slayer, and she's preached all over the world. She's done great things, and, you know, it's just been pretty crazy over the past couple of days, you know, seeing the news of that and just the memories of her, you know, being here in Texas, all around Texas, preaching the gospel, and, you know, myself and one of my musicians at our church, we got a chance to play for her a couple of times, and I got a chance to direct the youth choir. She was over a lot of things in the youth department here in Texas, in Dallas, and I got a chance to direct the youth choir one day, and it was the first time, and we were at the headquarters. We headquartered the big church over in Dallas, and I got a chance to direct the choir, and I was so nervous that I was up there directing with some gum in my mouth, not realizing that I was chewing gum, you know, on stage in front of everybody. And she got somebody to come up there and tell me, "Hey, spit the gum out." She wanted me to tell you, "Spit the gum out." I was like, "Oh man, I didn't even realize it." And so, you know, it was funny because after that, she came up to me. She was like, "Son, you did good." She's like, "But you gotta, you know, you can't be chewing gum up here." And I was like, "I'm sorry, I was just nervous, you know." So those small memories and going to a church and playing for her, and, you know, she was just a great woman, and she would really be missed for sure. And then also on Wednesday, we also lost a comedian legend, Mr. Paul Mooney. Mr. Paul Mooney, we lost him, and, you know, I know you know more about Mr. Paul. I was younger, so, you know, a lot of his stuff I was not able to listen to growing up because he was just real.
Don't act like I'm 70.
No. Let's just say, look, I'm just saying because you older than me. You know what I mean? I'm just a young kid. I'm just younger. You know what I mean? And so I wasn't allowed to watch him.
He's a very controversial comedian. His whole time. I mean, a lot of us remember him from Dave Chappelle, Negrodamus, Ask a Black Man. Again, very funny comedian. Again, very controversial. We've lost some legends, whether locally or national known. We have honestly lost some legends. So our prayers and our, you know, best wishes go out to the families and condolences. To all. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, old Paul Moody.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's like you said. We lost a lot of great people. You know, great legends and stuff like that. One thing, I don't think he passed away from COVID. I think he passed away from a heart attack, if I'm not mistaken.
Heart attack is what I've heard.
Yeah, he had a heart attack and passed away. Man, it's crazy. Big Joe, I have a question for you, man. I want to know how you feel about President Joe Biden making people take the COVID shot.
Ooh, y'all don't want me to go here with this. y'all really, and I said that with a little cough. Y'all really don't want me to go there. I don't think the world is ready for my opinion on that one. What's funny to me is a woman has the right to say it's her body, it's her choice when deciding whether or not to keep a life, but you're going to make it mandatory for me to take a shot. That don't make too much sense. Again, if making me take the vaccine, or for those of you that want to take it, go right ahead. For those of us that have taken it, you know, go right ahead. For those of you that do not want it, I don't think it should be mandatory. Isn't that the whole purpose of this being America, is because we can decide on what we want to do instead of what you want to make us do?
Right. And then on top of that, you know, our very own governor, you know what I mean? I looked at something yesterday, I believe, and he was talking about he's opening back up, you know, Texas 100%, and it's not mandatory to wear a mask anymore. And I'm just like,
yeah,
you know.
He's actually trying to force jobs not to make it mandatory for employees to wear masks.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Right.
Again, it's still out here. We're not saying that it's not out here. And for those of you that don't know, we are right here in Texas. It's crazy. Crazy. Can you hear me? Did I lose you?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, yeah, I was saying it's crazy because it's still a serious threat. And to make companies or make bosses not make it mandatory to take the decision away from the people to wear masks, but then you got another person that's trying to take away the decision of whether or not you want to take a shot. It's like...
yes, sir. Yes.
It's funny. It is funny. So what would they do is the question to the jobs that want to stay safe. Are you going to force by law that they remove the mandate? Some places are still 100% no mask, no come in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then some of them are more like, oh, it's okay. You can not wear your mask.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up to you. It's up to you. Listen, we actually have our guest here, Mr. Titus Showers. He's a National Gospel artist, multiple charts topping independent recording artist and songwriter. Mr. Titus Showers, a native of Hammond, Louisiana, is certainly an artist to watch. Two Stellar Award nominations, two number one gospel albums. Number one radio single, and five career top 30 songs. On YouTube, he has eclipsed 1 million views. He has rocked national TV performances such as the 2021 Presidential Inauguration Gospel Celebration for the 46th President, Joe Biden, BET's 2020 Stellar Awards, CBS, the 700 Club, BET's Bobby Jones Gospel Show, and Stellar Tribute to the Holidays, to name a few. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Titus Showers. Welcome, my friend. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
An introduction, man. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is wonderful and an honor and a pleasure to have you here on the Cave Radio Show this morning with myself, Mr. T. Smiley, and my co-host, Mr. Big Joe. How you doing today?
Oh, bless you. Man, I'm great. Thanks for having me again, man. Indeed, it's an honor, and I don't take it lightly now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, listen, I've said that much, but you have a whole lot more. You have a whole lot more to talk about, and so I just want to dive right into it, man, if you don't mind. Let's just start. I always say let's start at the beginning. How you started out? You know what got you going to be an incredible national recording gospel artist. So wherever you want to start, my friend, let's just dive right into it.
Absolutely, man. So I'm a PK son. My dad is a pastor, and he and my mother had 10 children. He petitioned the master to bless him with a singer, and it started off with my oldest sister, who is the president of my independent company, AMP Records, and she's definitely this amazing artist, and she started singing before my father preached, participated in pageants, and as my parents continued to have kids, we all just fell in line, and God continued to bless and honor my dad's prayer and blessed him exceedingly abundantly above all he could ask or think, and we formed a group called The Showers here in Hammond, Louisiana. And, again, we would sing before my father would preach. And we just kept working on our cohesiveness and our harmony. And God just blessed us to be this great, great group of singers who knew how to lift up the name of Jesus. We released an independent project in 2009. And then in 2014 and 2016, we released two national projects. And both of them were stellar nominated, and God continued to bless. And as we continued to bless God's people, I became to get notoriety as, man, you need to go get solo. But, you know, we definitely waited on perfect timing. And in 2019, with the family's permission, the Lord allowed me to go on my solo journey. And my album was entitled Who. It did wonders and had great success in the gospel billboard charts, and God has continued to bless that. And now I'm working on my new sophomore project, and I'm just thanking God for all that he has done, and that's Titus in a totality.
Man, that's awesome. That is amazing. That is amazing. I love it. I love it. One thing that you said to when you first started, man, and it's very important. Family is always important. And I just love the fact that you have your sisters being the president, you know what I mean? You can trust a lot of people, but it's nothing like trusting your family.
Amen to that, man. She's definitely the brains behind the operation. She studied the business, and she just knows what she's doing, and she's very, very, like, man, I just can't thank her enough, you know, the fact that she will learn the business and also pull her resources and invest in me so that I can be a blessing to the people of God all over the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about your mom and everybody. You say, just getting started. What kind of influence was that, man? I love it when people talk about their moms. My mom is unfortunately not with us anymore, but you know, just having the support of your mom is to me, that's like number one.
Absolutely, man. And I'm sorry for your loss, and definitely prayers for you. And it's I can't imagine how it is to be without, because you know my mother is my rock, and she's very, very supportive of all 10 of us. Whatever endeavor we are involved in, my mother is there and showing love, showing support, and she managed to spoil 10 children, man. Even our great-grandchildren, she definitely was just a rock, man, and having her by my side and by my father's side, especially because, you know, my dad is this national preacher who travels a lot. She's right there everywhere he goes, teaching her daughters how to be supportive to their husbands, and my dad vice versa, teaching us as men to be supportive to our wives. And then, you know, they share with us, you know, if you're going to look for a husband, and my dad say, man, make sure you find someone as good or, you know, or as on the par as your mother. And my father and my mother voiced that same sentiments to the daughters, find someone as good or as better as your father. So I'm nothing without those two, man, but you know, I can go on and on about them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. We always have to honor our father and our mother. We all know that. So I'm just excited and glad that, you know, you have a story about that, about them, and they're actually doing their thing, teaching. You know, it's always, there's never a stop, never a moment where they're not teaching. So it's just it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. One thing I wanted to talk to you about your experience with this past presidential inauguration. I want to know, like, you know, how was that experience? What was that experience like? And you know, it's just, you know, let's talk about that.
Absolutely, man. I got the call on Christmas Eve from my amazing manager, Apostle Will Howard, that I would be participating in the first ever, like, gospel inaugural celebration. So I had all of these amazing artists on one ticket, you know, and definitely we were on a pay-per-view channel, and I began to be filled with emotions just to be able to share my gift with the people of God all over the world. And God definitely has blessed me and given me that opportunity. It was just definitely a dream come true, because I always – you know, even playing around the house, I always will give honor to those who are in attendance. I will pretend as if I was singing in front of the president. I pretend I'm singing in front of the, you know, the dignitaries and all everybody who have such high honor. You know, I would always just play like I was there, man, and look what God did in affording me with this opportunity. So it definitely was a dream come true, and I was filled with emotion.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing, man. I mean, that's a big stage. That's a big stage, and for God to bless you right there, who knows, there's no limit to what God can do, you know what I mean?
Amen. Amen. If he did it for me, he can show enough do it for others, man. I'm from a small town here in Hammond, Louisiana, with a population of about 25,000 people, and I'm able to sing for the president and the madam president of the United States of America, you know. And then I come from, you know, a poor family, man, not having much, man, so I can go on and on about God's favor, about God's grace, about his mercy, about, you know, just allowing me this opportunity to share my gift with the people of God all over the world, man. So, you know, it's just definitely a blessing from God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I didn't get a chance to ask you. I'm a musician. I play the drums. I want to know,
okay,
do you play any instruments? You play keyboard, piano, anything like that?
I fiddle with it, man. I never became a master of a particular instrument like yourself, man, but I definitely know how to get on there and put myself in the right key, pick on my acoustic guitar, but I've never, like, mastered it or allowed that to be a part of my my ministry as I minister to God's people. But I do know what I'm doing, and I know when I'm wrong, and I know when I'm right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're able to put yourself in your own key, listen, you're doing something right. You're doing good. Hey, get a lot of them that get up there and sing or about to sing, and then they don't know the key. You know, it's just keep it real. But, you know,
absolutely.
Hey, listen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to talk about your song, We Need You. How did that come about?
Yeah.
You know, what was the writing? I mean, you wrote the song. So, what came up to get that song, We Need You?
Definitely, man. We was in the midst of the pandemic, and God was speaking to me, you know, in the state, the condition of the world, man. And I wrote it for the world, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the social injustices of the world. We all were searching for peace, asking why this happened, why that happened. And I just realized that the bottom line and the solution to all of our earthly matters is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, and I just decided to pin that great record with my friends, Vaughn Phoenix and Owen Nixon. And definitely God has blessed it. And I'm just excited to share it with the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I spoke with some of my church members and friends and stuff like that, and they were excited about me even having you on. And it's funny because they knew of you, they heard of you and
wow.
all that. And so, yeah, it's crazy, and it's reached as far as, you know, Arkansas, here in Texas, you know. So you are definitely being heard, and I just appreciate everything you're doing. Everything that you're doing and all the accomplishments that you've had, you've been on the number one Billboard, right? Your
absolutely,
album.
Absolutely, man.
Let's talk about
man,
that. Yes,
the,
sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. The album was number one when it came out for a solo debut artist in 2019, and then God continued to bless it. You know, I had a first single release on there entitled In His Name. It did great on the Gospel Billboard charts as far as top 40. And then I released a feature with Jermaine Dolly on my song called entitled It's Gonna Be All Right. And God blessed that in the midst of the pandemic, while we all were searching for peace and everything, he allowed that to go number one on the Gospel Billboard charts. And I was just, man, in awe of God's blessings and just thankful that he would allow me again to have such, you know, a prestigious honor, man. Be number one, man, in the midst of a pandemic. I was able to encourage people to remind them that it don't look good. It's working for your good. And I know somebody who can make everything go right. And I was so glad to be able to share that. And what an honor it is to be known, man. You know, tell everyone thanks at the church, man. I pray that they're listening. I'm honored to have fans, man. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I believe it was produced by Mr. Vaughn Phoenix and written by yourself and Ernest Vaughn and Owen Nixon.
Yeah, We Need You, exactly. It was written by those three people. Vaughn Phoenix definitely produced it, man. And and I'm excited about that. And It's Gonna Be All Right was produced by Lucius Hoskins. So that's what I just mentioned about the number one record. And then we're looking for We Need You to go number one. So we praying for that to occur.
Listen, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. God gave you. He's gonna open up many doors. That one definitely is gonna. It's definitely gonna happen. And also, We Talk Radio is definitely gonna be playing your music here on the radio show. That's one thing that we do. We always support, and so we definitely will have you heard on our show, as well as the Shine Lord radio show that we have on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Yes, sir.
Man, bless you, man. What an honor indeed, man. Thanks so much for sharing my gift with the people of God, all of your listeners, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's wonderful, man. It's wonderful. Listen, you were also on a show that I grew up watching, called the Bobby Jones. It's the Bobby Jones, man. That's my man right there. My grandmother, man, she loved Mr. Bobby Jones. And so that experience, you know, let's talk about that experience.
Definitely, man, a blessing, man, just to be seen and heard again, man, on a national platform. All of your favorite artists were participants on that historical show. And just, you know, you would just wake up on Sunday mornings like, man, I want to get there, man. But in due season, in due time, God has everything worked out in your favor. He has a plan for your life, and we just remained patient, man, and definitely became, you know, business-minded and giving the people something that they wanted to hear, and we were able to build that amazing platform, man. We need another platform like that, so we just waiting on God to make it happen again. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking at I'm seeing you on not being a contestant, but being, you know, top, was it Sunday's Best, you know what I mean? Yeah, I see you up there. Yeah. You're gonna be up there on the stage. Yes sir, man. You have some amazing music.
We want it all, man.
Sir, yes sir. So let's talk about. All right, so I have a question. You, what's on your bucket list? Something that you haven't done that you're, you know, hoping to do one day. What's on your bucket list? Like, let's talk about some of the things that you're looking forward to doing.
Oh man, buddy, man, you know, just features, man. Some of my favorite artists, man, like the GOAT to me is Pastor John P. Key. Growing up, listening to him and him tutoring me from afar. He didn't even know it, but he was such an inspiration to me. I would love to just, you know, have that feature from him. I was able to meet him several times because he came to Louisiana with us to do concerts upon our request, and we were able to build a relationship then. And definitely all of these amazing artists, which I'm a fan of, you know, just to have that brothership and that great, you know, relationship with those artists whom I'm a fan of, and perhaps get a feature from them as well. So, you know, that's a bucket list thing. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. So I never really made anything else besides that.
Listen, all good. That's great. That's great. That is great. I have some cavemen here on the Cave Radio Show. We have they came up with a name for the cavemen. The cavemen is pretty much anybody that comes on, any man that comes on. You are a part of the Cave Radio Show and your family. So we have some cavemen that's on that. I think they might want to speak to you here. We have one, Mr. Reese. Yes, sir. Mr. Reeves, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, what's going on? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Good morning. I hope you guys are all doing well. Good morning to you, Mr. Titus. I definitely have some questions about you as far as, you know, faith and music, if that's okay. Can you hear me okay? I'm just trying
Absolutely.
To make sure I'm kind of in a weird spot in my house.
Absolutely. I can hear you.
So one of the things is, man, I've kind of undergone like a sort of kind of rededication, right? And so I started off doing rap music, typical to what you would hear. And to put a long story short, man, you know, through divine intervention, a lot of things have been changing in my life. And so therefore the content of my music has changed. So that leads me to ask you, when your faith was tested in times while you were on your music journey, what were some of the things that you leaned on to keep you on the path that you know you were supposed to be on?
Oh, man, great question, man. I definitely leaned on the Lord all the more, man, in the midst of getting weary and doing well and working for him. We all just have to make the decision of depending on our Lord and waiting on our due season. And the favorite scripture that I leaned on is in Galatians 6:9. Be ye not weary and well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I know that we all have this amazing talent, and we see others make it before us, and why this happened to that person. But God says, look, don't get weary. He say, be ye not weary. We're going to get weary, but don't be weary and well-doing. But listen, in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. So you keep on perfecting your craft. You keep on encouraging yourself and working on whatever you need to work on. And in due season, God's going to bless you with the desires of your heart.
Mr. Titus, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. And I'm really looking forward to diving more into the word. That's definitely something that I've been trying to add into my readings as well. So I'm definitely going to be looking. Was it Galatians 6:9? Did I hear that correctly?
Galatians 6:9. Absolutely. It will bless you.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you.
Bless you, my man.
And Mr. Reese is also a producer here for We Talk Radio. He's a producer, and he's also a music producer. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show. I'm with your boy T. Smiley with our gospel artist guest, Mr. Titus Showers. Again, right here on We Talk Radio. I just want to appreciate, I want to thank you, Mr. Showers, for just embracing us with your presence, your spirit, and we just love everything that you're doing. Mr. Reese, did you have anything else?
Yeah, I actually did have one more thing. I know, you know, one of the things is I definitely tried to change my association, because I realized for me to walk this new path in life, there are some people who just are not able to walk with me at this point in time. So one of the things that I was just trying to, I guess, get a better mental picture of was, what were some of the things that you maybe had to sacrifice as you decided to walk and start to spread the word of the Lord through your music?
I wouldn't call it necessarily a sacrifice, man. It's just, you know, well, you definitely can depend on it, because it's time, man. If you want it, what are you willing to do for it? You know, now I'm not saying to compromise your identity. You be who God has called you to be. Remain a man, a woman, remain a woman, and don't compromise yourself for nobody just to get to where you, you know, God wants you to be. So if God has something designed for you, you definitely have to wait on him. Be ye patient. And then, again, apply that scripture. So you got to have some time. And in time, you got to put to perfect in your craft. You got to start over. If you have a sharp notes issues, you go take voice lessons. You know, you go implement. If you want to learn how to play the instrument, you have everything available. You get with people to help you. Sacrifice your time. Get off Facebook. Get off Twitter and Instagram. And spend time in the Word of God. You wake up early, go to bed late, because, you know, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream, man. So get up, get out, and go get it, man. That's what I advise you to do.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Bless you, man.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mr. Titus, do you have you want to give out your information, your social media, how we can follow you, like you? Just all your music, any social media. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Absolutely, man. I'm on Instagram. I am at Titus Showers. I am Titus Showers on Instagram. I am Titus Showers on Twitter, at The Titus Showers. At Facebook, like my fan page, type in my name, Titus Showers, and you'll see all of my manager contact. If you need to get me to a city or a town near you, my manager information is on all pages. I'm definitely, you can go stream and purchase my music from all digital outlets. Just type in my name, Titus Showers, and you'll be able to be a blessing unto me, and I will definitely be a blessing unto you, to those who hear it. Blessings upon you, and that's all about Titus.
Nice, nice. Listen, any shout-outs? You want to give any shout-outs? Anybody out there you want to give a shout-out to, you can definitely do that.
To everyone that is listening, shout-out to you. Bless you. I am nothing without you, man, and definitely my amazing independent label, A&P Records, President Regina Showers Gordon, my radio guy, Mr. Jerome Hunt, and his assistant, and definitely my manager, Apostle Howard, you know, my entire team who affords me the privilege to be a blessing to the people of God, my mother, my father, my 10 siblings, man, so my children, you know, it's just, I got a whole long list of shout-outs that's ready to be rapping fired off, man. Yes,
listen, yes, sir. What I want to do now, I want to get you to introduce your song, We Need You. We're going to be playing that here after you introduce this song, and then after that, we'll come back and pray out.
Absolutely. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Titus Showers, and you're listening to my new single, We Need You, on the Cave Radio Show. Bless you.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need we
That's right. That's right. That was Mr. Titus Showers with We Need You. Oh, what an incredible song. We just thank everybody for being a part of the Cave Radio Show today. It's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful show today. We want to thank Mr. Titus Showers for being here with us and making today what it was. And we want y'all to come back and be with us on tonight for our Mind, Body, and Soul with Mr. Big Joe. It's all followed by tomorrow, our show Shine Lord Radio at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Shine Lord Radio at 10 a.m. followed by the Brand New Day with Emily Blue. At 7 o'clock, at 7 p.m. Brand New Day with Emily Blue at 7 p.m. Right here on We Talk Radio. As we always do, we want to end our show out with prayer. So without further ado, we just want to go before God. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our life, health, and strength. Thank you for just being who you are in us, God. We thank you for just protecting us all throughout the week, God, all throughout this pandemic, God, keeping us in your arms and in your perfect will, God. We thank you for just our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you just for everything that you're doing with us, God. We ask that you just continue to watch over us and bless us as we go throughout the rest of the day. Keep us in your perfect will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Again, this is the Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley holding it down. Thank y'all. We'll see y'all again on next Saturday. Yep.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.